Welcome to this video tutorial about Body Mass Index, or BMI. Setting up BMI reference ranges will help providers easily document the patient's diagnosis and identify high-risk patients requiring clinical intervention. This video will discuss BMI in the pediatric and adult patients chart and setting up Vital Signs BMI reference ranges. In the Vital Signs Summary screen and Vital Signs Detail screen, a red triangle is displayed next to the abnormal or referenced value. Clicking the icon will take the user into the Vital Signs Detail screen. When the height and weight is entered, the BMI is automatically calculated. When exiting the Vital Signs Detail screen, a reference range can be set up to prompt the user to add diagnosis or CPT codes. These codes can be defaulted. Optional diagnosis or CPTs will display the selected codes and their descriptions. If the code is inactive, it will be removed from the selection screen. The code selected will be added to the patient's e-superbill for that day. If the patient has multiple superbills, a prompt will appear allowing the user to select the appropriate superbill. If the patient does not have a superbill, the diagnosis or CPT code will be added to the history. BMI reference ranges can be set up in MedInt Medical Record Setup. BMI reference ranges can be set up in MedInt Medical Record Setup. In the Reference Range Summary screen, multiple vitals are grouped together. New reference ranges can be created. These can be edited or deleted when no longer needed. Clicking New brings up a selection screen of vital signs most commonly associated with reference ranges. On the Reference Range Detail screen, all fields are optional except for the reference range. Select male, female, or both. The reference ranges can be added with decimals for BMI, head circumference, and body surface area. Enter the age in months or years. Enter a weight or height. The diagnosis selection area will offer ICD-10 codes that can be added to the patient's chart. When selecting the diagnosis codes, you can search by ICD-9 codes, but you may find it easier to search by description. Clicking the plus icon will allow you to select multiple codes that are displaying on the screen. The CPT selection will offer applicable codes that can be added to the patient's chart. Clicking the plus icon will allow you to select multiple CPT codes that are displaying on the screen. These checkboxes default what will be displayed in the Vital Signs screen and may be changed. The display prompt controls when a user will be alerted at the patient level. The default is to alert when the vital falls above or below what is considered outside the reference range. Now that you understand the basics of how to set up a reference range, let's review Body Mass Index. BMI is calculated using weight and height measurements and is measured differently in adults than in children, so it's important to use the proper guidelines to set this up correctly. For adults, use the BMI percent body mass index percentile for patients aged 2 through 20 years. For pediatrics, use the BMI percent body mass index percentile for patients aged 2 through 20 years. For pediatrics, use the BMI percent body mass index percentile for patients aged 2 through 20 years. Let's set up an underweight child less than the 5th percentile for age. Let's set up an underweight child less than the 5th percentile for age. Male, female, select both. Reference range 5 through 5. Age range 2 through 20. Diagnosis Z68.51. The diagnosis can be defaulted or optional. Display prompt when the vital falls below the reference range. Let's set up a child with a normal weight within the 5th percentile to less than the 85th percentile. Male, female, select both. Reference range 5 through 85. Age range 2 through 20. Diagnosis Z68.52. The diagnosis can be defaulted or optional. Display prompt when the vital falls within the reference range. Let's set up an obese child equal to or greater than the 95th percentile. Male, female, select both. Reference range 95 through 95. Age range 2 through 20. Diagnosis Z68.54. The diagnosis can be defaulted or optional. Display prompt when the vital falls above the reference range. For adults, BMI categories are the same for men and women of all body types and ages. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, and the American Heart Association are just a few organizations that provide a comprehensive and adult BMI table for patients age 21 or older. For adults, use the BMI Body Mass Index for patients age 21 or older. For adults, BMI categories are the same for men and women of all body types and ages. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, and the American Heart Association are just a few organizations that provide a comprehensive and adult BMI table for patients age 21 or older. For adults, use the BMI Body Mass Index for patients age 21 or older. Let's set up a BMI reference range for an adult with a BMI greater than 40. Male, female, select both. Reference range 40 through 44.9. Age range 21 through 110. Diagnosis Z68.41. The diagnosis can be defaulted or optional. Display prompt when the vital falls within the reference range. Let's set up a BMI reference range for adults at high risk. Male, female, select both. Reference range 40 through 100. Age range 21 through 110. Select the diagnosis. Age range 21 through 110. Select the diagnosis. When exiting the vital sign detail screen, optional diagnosis will display when selected. Select the diagnosis. When exiting the vital sign detail screen, optional diagnosis will display the selected codes. Select the CPT codes. When exiting the vital sign detail screen, optional CPTs will display the selected codes. Display prompt when the vital falls within the reference range. Display prompt when the vital falls within the reference range. BMI reference range setup. BMI reference range setup can help your clinical staff accurately document the BMI in the patient's chart. For a general overview of vital sign reference range setup, a video is available on the MedIt website. Please contact MedIt support for any questions.